It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio with another garden show. And Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral and Garden. What's the name of the business in the fall, Dwayne?
Probably Heather Nursery Landscape Floral Lawn Care.
There you go. Yeah, you always name a...
Landscaping.
Change it up whatever the season is, right?
Exactly.
How's your day going?
My day's going good, but you know, I think you should graduate to second grade so you can get past the produce section.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, I think you have.
Yeah, I have. I've my knowledge of garden and lawn has surpassed the grocery, whatever Maynard said there in the opening.
Yeah.
All right, Dwayne. Well, another garden show. We have a number of questions already from our listeners, but before we do that, what's our plant of the week?
Plants of the week are fall bulbs. Okay. This is the time of the year that you should plant your fall bulbs, which means that you plant them in the fall and they bloom in the spring, okay? The reason that you plant them in the fall is that they have to go through a cold treatment, so they actually have to get cold. And fall bulbs include like tulips, so we have all different colored tulips, daffodils, alliums, crocus, and that type of stuff. So we have a good selection of those on hand, so time to plant your fall bulbs.
All right, and they're pretty.
Clue on that is, whatever diameter bulb you have, you usually plant, if you measure it across, you plant it three times that deep. So if you get a 1-inch bulb, that means you should plant it 3 inches deep with the point up.
The point up.
Point up, roots down.
Okay.
Sometimes it's hard to tell, but most bulbs are pointy, like a teardrop.
Yep.
And so the point goes up.
What's your favorite bulbs?
Ones that are already planted.
Oh, okay.
I like tulips. I don't know if this is really a fall bulb, but we have alliums, which are in the onion family, and they shoot up this big spike, and they have a big purple ball up on top. I think those have really become popular.
Yeah.
Allium bulbs is a cool one. Daffodils, tulips are always a good sign of spring, and they're blooming early, so...
Right.
I like them all. Colorful tulips.
A pastor told a really cool story. He was in a flower shop, saw some beautiful tulips, bought them for his wife, took them home, and then she was going to cut the bottoms off before she put them in the vase.
Yeah.
She couldn't cut them off because they were fake. And he said, tulips look so real. And it was his favorite tulips. So
lasts a long time.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, what's our horticultural concern for the week, Dwayne?
A horticulture concern is we've been doing a lot of landscaping this year, and a lot of it has been concerned about the rain and the water, that a lot of landscapes over the years have kind of sunk around the house, and so that the terrain is going back towards the house, so we've done a lot of landscaping and getting the right slope away from the house. So the water, drains away from the house, so you don't get water in the. And so proper landscaping. Make sure that your landscaping is sloped away from your house, so that the water drains away from the house.
You know, I think that might be my problem with my garage into my backyard. Landscaping's too high. So.
Yeah. And then it does, too high. The low spot's the inside of the garage, so it goes in the other way.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen the situation, too.
Well, let's open up our phone lines again. You can call 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question. For Dwayne, you can remain anonymous. Chris will take your question and hand it to me, and we'll see if Dwayne can answer it, so, which he usually does.
Well, we try.
Yeah, we already have some from our listeners already. Here's one. Resurrect. First, it's not really a question to start out with, but resurrection lilies, you talk about that a lot. Do you have any bulbs in Madison?
No.
Not?
Resurrection lily is a bulb. We usually get those in the spring.
Right, for Easter.
They don't have to go through that fall treatment, so they call that a spring bulb. And so we'll have them in the spring.
Okay. All right.
They're out for this year, and a lot of people like those. They're called resurrection lilies or naked ladies. And what it does is send up, early in the spring, it sends up leaves, and then the leaves die down, and then in the middle of August, they'll send up a flower without the leaves.
Okay.
And they're pink.
Yep, beautiful. I remember talking about them before Easter, so awesome. Yeah, that phone number again to call, 320-598-7301. We could use a few more questions here for Dwayne this morning. Here's a question. They planted new grass this fall and lots of weeds coming up due to hauled in dirt. How long?
Usually, if you want to be safe, you would mow it off, you know, high, like 3 inches, and then that'll help, you know, prevent some of those weeds or kill some of those weeds. And then you can spray it, and I would spray it with a product called Trimec, and then do it at half rate just so it's a little safer on your grass. But you can kill the weeds.
Do it now?
Yeah, you can do it
okay.
Now.
All right. All right. Phone's ringing here with some questions. We'll get some more questions here in a little bit. I got one in front of me. Sorry about that.
To that question?
Yeah, this is from a relative of yours, Dwayne. And she wants to know, what can you spray on the prostate nutweed?
Yep.
She's tried Trimac, doesn't work. What's a prostate nutweed?
It's a low-growing weed that has a small leaf, and it's just flat, and it kind of just takes over. It is a broadleaf weed, so you got to use a broadleaf, you know, spray, which Trimec is, but you need that. There's another chemical that has one more ingredient than Trimec, and it's called Weed Free Zone. Weed Free Zone will knock it out right away. So she needs to go one step up from Trimec to Weed Free Zone.
Okay. So one step up will do it.
Well, calling it a step up, it has another chemical in there that kills, like, Creeping Charlie, this knotweed. You know, wild violets are hard, clover's hard. If you have a lot of those weeds, I would use Weed Free Zone.
Okay.
Their nursery and floral has that. We sell a lot of that.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I guess second part of that question they had was, should we till it up and reseed it?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, if you want to, but if you till knotweed up, you'll just cut it in pieces and it'll just come up thicker than ever. So you need to kill it. So use Weed Free Zone, and that won't kill your grass. And then kill it, and then you can sprinkle some grass seed on there and, you know, rough it up a little bit. And I would strongly suggest, if you're trying to grow grass, is I created a new lawn solution called Grow Greener Grass. And you can spray that on there, and that'll help that grass germinate and grow better.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That on your lawn, Paul.
Yep, you did. Yep, you and Randy are working hard on my lawn.
Yeah, Paul has one of the nicer lawns in Madison.
That's right. Next spring, next summer, I can't wait.
If you really are concerned about your lawn and you want to do something different, and what it does, it improves the soil structure and gets your grass growing green. Has a lot of different types of soil amendments in there. It's called Grow Greener Grass Lawn Solution.
Okay. All right. I got a couple questions coming in here from our listeners again. This one is how can I incorporate native plants into my backyard? Part of that question, too, was are there city ordinances? Do you know of city ordinances that you can't plant native plants, native grasses in your yard in town?
There is.
Is there?
I don't think so. Okay. You know, we used to have that you had a weed ordinance, okay? And I don't think they enforce that for much anymore. But, you know, if it looks like a bunch of weeds, you shouldn't have it anyway. Right. But you can grow native plants.
Okay. So what? The other part of the question is, she wants to know is what native plants do you prefer?
Well, I probably, you know, I've been in this business 50 years, and I've used a lot of, you know, hybrid plants and some native plants. But I do have some that are probably more structured than some of these native things just take over, and it does look like a bunch of
weeds.
Weeds.
Yeah.
I don't like that. So I probably use some more of the structured ones. Native prairie plants that we are native to our area. There's allium, which is really cool. There's a columbine, indigo. There's even a wild marigold, which is kind of cool. Larkspur. Coneflower would be one of my favorite. Coneflower and blanket flower.
Okay.
Those are some. There's a whole list. And if you do want to talk to me about it, I have a big collection here of different types of flowers, you know, pollinators and native plants.
Okay.
But you could more than welcome to look at it.
All right.
I have it in Dawson.
All right. All of a sudden, a bunch of questions came in, Dwayne.
I won't be so windy.
Yeah, we're running out of time here. Small pine trees, what to do to help them going into winter? Small pine trees, what should I do to help them going into winter?
We have a tree solution that you can spray on them that'll help that. But small trees should definitely have wilt proof on there that you spray on there that kind of locks in the juices of the tree so they don't dehydrate in the wintertime.
Okay.
So spray them with Save Your Trees, which will help get the diseases and bugs off them, and then seal it all in with wilt proof.
Okay. Does Heather Nursery offer?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yes, we do, and you should aerate your lawn in the fall.
How do you do that?
We're booked for the season.
Okay.
But you can rent an aerator. A rental shop will have that. And you want to do that right after a rain because your lawn is softer and the aerator will go in farther.
Okay. And one last question here. This person needed to know, is it true the less you handle your vegetables, the longer they will last?
I would agree with that 1,000%.
Okay. And then how can I make my vegetables last longer? Put them in a cooler room or what can I do?
Cooler room, if you put them in the sunshine, they'll ripen faster. You know what you could do? You could process them. You could freeze them, can them, and all those good things. That's why we do all that, so we have our vegetables last through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. And
I think this person had a whole bunch of tomatoes in their garage on a table, and she just wants them fresh all the time. How can she make them last longer? That was a question too. So
yeah, I know, but they only last so long.
Yep.
And then you got it. Then you got to process some way. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks to everyone that called in questions today. And Dwayne, what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral?
We're celebrating homecoming.
Yes.
So it's homecoming at Lex Parle and Dawson Boyd, and Dawson Boyd downtown, downtown Dawson, are having games from 3 to 5 this afternoon. And at Heather, we have a football toss. So if you can get the football through the tire, you'll get a treat or a plant. So come on down from 3 to 5 and throw the football through the tire. And go Blackjacks and go Eagles.
There you go. All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot for another garden show. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison. That's another garden show for this week.
Q92 KLQB Madison Dawson. It's time.